see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. There's armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And here we are. Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon on this 8th of April, 2015. My name is Thomas Campbell. Oh, I've been eager to talk today. I've been silent most this morning, except for a little bit. And I was out and about in the little old town of Mount Airy up here into Griffinville, Mayberry, RFID. I forgot my one bullet, so I brought my slingshot and little ball bearing. Well, family would be surprised. You know, Your army surplus stores around here and some of the places I went to visit just to see what's going on. Give me some Marine Corps stickers, you know, that kind of thing. And I'd ask about, oh, Jade Helm. What? I expected someone to say, who's that? They had no idea what I was talking about. No idea. Not a clue. They could have said, did you go to school with them? No. Out west, it's a big thing. On other talk shows, it's real big. You know, it's World War III brewing and Civil War coming. And everybody's going to die in FEMA camps and, I don't know, post office box with little yellow, green stickers or something. Who knows? More fear-mongering from all the other shows and all other selling DVDs. People cashing in on the fear. Nephilim, giants, gonna come eat y'all. Chow, 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 chow. So I'm gonna sell books, DVDs, CDs. By the way, don't worry. We have a lecture today and tell you how Nephilim gonna come eat you. Nothing to get excited about. We have bathrooms down the hall. It's like nonchalant. Just give me your money and shut up. Sit there and listen to my nonsense and don't forget my DVDs at the back of the room. It's disgusting. Totally disgusting. how these people make money off of other people's fears. Did I say it just totally disgusts me? It does. Any word about Jesus? No. Don't want to do that. That would alleviate the fears too much, and I wouldn't make enough money in my lectures and travel around with my little dog and pony talk show. Mm-mm-mm. They won't get away with it. All this counts. God is real. How he does it, I don't know, but he keeps tab of every human being. What they think, what they say, what they do, every idle word. Man, he's even got copies of hiccups. Family, out of these people that claim to be Christian and feed off the fear of others, have no idea what's coming down their pike. God gives them just enough rope to hang themselves. And hang themselves they will. That's God's business, not mine. Mine is to expose it. I try to do it as unseemingly as possible, but sometimes I get a little bit too sarcastic, maybe at times, but maybe a little bit too rhetorical. I do name names. I don't have a problem with that, if I can back it up and prove it. And I expect someone to expose me if I fall away, if I start talking outside the Bible and non-theological terms that goes against the Bible. I expect someone to point it out, and I expect myself to readjust and apologize for it. But if I don't, and you find me speaking outside of the Bible that is contrary to biblical principles, and I don't adhere to it, then I try to justify my heresy. Do not listen to me anymore. You must stop listening to my radio broadcast. Once a person has been compromised, I don't care if it's a family member. You got to leave them behind. Say it again. You have to leave them behind. God is more important than family. God is more important than the country and all this patriotic republic nonsense. God is more important than anything on this earth. Jesus is God incarnated human flesh. And through the Holy Spirit, he touches every human being, every thought, every plan, every idle word that's ever spoken. Holy Spirit keeps track. God's more important. He's more important, period. That's why I don't get in all this patriotic nonsense, because it's been used to have us fight each other. And it's working perfectly. FEMA, Bundy's, Oath Keepers, militia, just go for it. Just fight each other. About the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. You let these leaders out there, so-called patriots, lead you to this false sense of security and false patriotism. I don't know when y'all going to wake up. You'd think 1860s might have woke somebody up, but I guess not. The Oath Keepers better step back. I promise you, you have infiltrators, undercover, that's there to keep you all fired up and supplied so you will fight, so they'll justify martial law. They are undercover. Oath Keepers, Tea Parties, keeping track of you. And the ones that's not undercover, working against you, McChrystal, Jared Boykin, Wesley Clark, McNerney, I could name about 10 to 15 others that briefed the Council of Foreign Relations, members of the Joint Chief of Staff, that are traitors on both sides, under the guise of thinking that they are being patriotic, as biggest lie ever was. They're self-serving, and they're turning their back on their fellow Americans and fellow servicemen and women. It's pathetic. But that's what they're doing, and everybody's just letting them do it. Psst, no problem. Playing that little game. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, because that to me is the most important part. If anything, it gives me an opportunity to say a prayer in public. Then from there, I just let it fly. I'm going to talk about some very unusual things today. Some of you is going to find it distasteful, maybe. I don't know. But it's going to be all true. The truth sometimes hurts. I'm not afraid to speak the truth. I fear none of these people. Not a one of them. Because I don't fear death. Worst comes to worst, I can dipsy dump or dive just like anybody. I'm not giving my soul to nobody except Jesus Christ. Anybody else can do what you want to do. Me, that is non-negotiable. Lord, today we come before you in prayer. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and dedicate this program. Lord, Father, we pray upon you, Lord, to touch us with your Holy Spirit, Father, that Holy Spirit will guide us all in our lives in the future. Father, we'll use that Holy Spirit when we speak, that others will be touched. And Lord, that those of us that are sharing the knowledge, that Lord, we'll share it, provide it to each other, confirm it, learn from each other. And Lord, those that don't know, that Father, we become whistleblowers to them to expose this evil that's going around us. Lord, this country needs awakening of some kind to the truth about where we've been led, about the false history we've been told. And Lord, the false reports that are being told today, that fear has been put into this country and misdirected by the people we trust. We pray, Lord, that out of the pulpits, that you'll bring out the truth on the Sunday mornings. Lord, we pray at the schools, you'll find teachers that's going to speak out against these secret societies. Lord, we pray in all the police departments that you'll find those in there that are not Freemasonry or not secret societies that'll point out who the ones that are lying, cheating, and stealing within their own precincts. That, Lord, you'll find policemen that are good, that'll expose the evil within. And, Father, you'll find good those chiefs and those in the leadership position to point out their fellow chiefs that are liars. Lord, do not be afraid to point out the truth. And Lord, those in Congress and those in the military at the high position, that the lower level field grade officers get together to expose the generals and expose the secret society lies, to shut down these rules of engagement. And Lord, to cause them trouble that they can't control these anymore. Lord, to expose the secret societies for what they really are, of Satan. Lord, we call upon you to shut down these Wiccan prayers at these meetings. Lord, and give courage to the Christians to stand up for the truth and to shut down these Wiccan and Hindu prayers and these pagan prayers being given at these commissioners' studies and commissioners' meetings and what have you. Lord, enough time before that 7 years began to express the truth. And Lord, to expose those false preachers, those that work for the Jesuits, expose them for who they really are, from the Baptist community, from the Methodist and Presbyterian and the Catholic, and all of them that are religious. Lord, to expose them that are secretly Jesuits in disguise, and to tear down their protection. And Lord, to tear down the protection of the Wicca that's in all these positions. Lord, to raise up those that love the Lord and give them the voice that they need to have to speak out. And Father, to open the ears of those to hear and the hearts. And Father, those that have the ability to make differences to start making the move. Father, we need that help. Because right now people are living in fear. And the fear paralyzes what they do. Father, we await the return of Jesus. Most of all. And Lord, that is a day that we all prepare for. And we pray for healing of our family members. Pray for an evangelizing from the family to friends to those that, Father, in divine appointments. We pray, Father, that you'll take away the spirit that's running around of the suicides. And, Father, to shut down their technology and destroy their computers, destroy their microchips, destroy this harp. Father, we know in due time that will happen. Father, we ask you to shut down their operations, to give opportunity to wake other people up. Father, in all these things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, there's several directions I'm going to take today. I'm actually, at this point, I'm not really sure which direction I'm going to take. How about that? Today, the Lord's leading me entirely again. Sometimes I just don't do anything until I get on the air. And I just say, Lord, I need help right now. And he guides me along. That's really what happens. I'm actually a quiet person. I don't like being bothered. I just go out and, hello, how's things going, how's weather, and I don't like to get in all kinds of deep, dark, too much discussion and mind my own business and all that sort of thing. But when it gets to this subject matter, something happens, and my lips get to flopping. Because there's a lot to be said about what's getting ready to go down. Everybody's focused on this Jade Helms as a potential World War III. Others say Gog and Magog, which is the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. Others say World War III, which is also asinine, stupid. Martial law test, it's getting pretty close about the truth. But this is a test. At some point in time, these exercises are like feints, but one of them just won't be. One of them's going to be for real. The idea of this Jade Helm is to secure the Southwest to allow, listen to my words very carefully, to allow the invading Chinese to come in unattested. So no militia groups are going to be patriotic in good terms and in these terms and attack invading Chinese. They will once again put our government's federal troops against our own militia. After all, they've tried to do it in 1932, 1972, 1960, 1984, 1999. Any questions? 1993 was a test by a questionnaire. Would you fire on American citizens? FDR was a mass murderer. So was Churchill. Literally. Both were mass murderers that should be put in prison forever. Tony Blair's no better. Mandela's no better. They're all mass murderers. You know what they're connected to? The Knights of Malta. Goes back to the 11th century. They've been mass murdering people since the 11th century. And they still exist today. General Boykin is a high-level chancellor of the Knights of Malta. He's not in prison. It should be. Literally. I don't give a hoot if he did form Delta Force. Delta Force should then turn him in as a traitor. Because he belongs to a traitorous organization. Now, what I'm saying is not realistic, because the Knights of Malta control the world, with the Knights of Columbus. Rhodes Scholars are the little runaway boys, like Billy Bob Clinton and Naomi Wolf, Rhodes Scholar, and Wesley Clark. They're all traitors to this country under the guise of being Americans, because they belong to the Knights of Malta, or Rhodes Scholars. Now, if you're an inquisitive informed individual. Right now, you'd say, this guy on the radio, me, is crazy. He says, Knights of Malta. Well, if it was me listening to me, I'd say, I don't believe this. And I'd start looking immediately while I'm talking. I'd look for Knights of Malta, and you'd find that there's an oath they take while I'm talking right now. Your fingers, they're not glued together, you know? Then your arms aren't cinched to your side. So I'd want to find out, not just leave the broadcast because you don't like what I'm saying. But I mean, I would challenge it, man. I'd go after it. And I'd prove it to myself. So right this very second at 4:22 p.m., I'd put up another window on my screen. Yeah, I'd do that, right? And then I'd start, Knights of Malta oath. And while I'm talking, I'd be reading it. Oh, it does say that. And then I'd go with Jerry Boykin. And you put a little plus sign there. And you put Knights of Malta. Type it, of course. And you hit this thing called, enter. And look what you get. Same thing with the Rhodes Scholars. And you put the name Wesley Stupid Clark on it. Totally brain dead. And you type in Wesley Clark and Rhodes Scholar and look what you get. And you type in Rhodes Scholar and oath and look what you get. You tell me I'm wrong. They're the ones turning in Oath Keepers' names. They're the ones that's going to set you up to die. So when you're trapped, you blame it on Wesley Clark. When you're trapped, you blame it on Jerry Boykin and Rick Joyner. And then you look up a list of all the, and they got a list there, man. They're not embarrassed. They let you know. They're just counting on you not connecting the dots. Do it. As a matter of fact, look up Rick Joyner, who's a pastor, no less, and I played his quote yesterday about praying for a military coup of the U.S. government. He did. As yesterday, I played that on the air. His own words, man. His own words. And that's so bizarre. A pastor can get on his own network and pray for a military coup of the U.S. government. I mean, to me, am I the only one that sees this? Am I the only one out of 350 million people that find this so surreal? My toes are starting to curl. Look at that. Like Peter Pan. They're locked in. My toes are curled so bad I can't even move them. Before long, it gets to my jaw and it torques. Then I can't even talk. I talk like that. It's unbelievable. Nobody cares that a pastor can call for a military coup of the U.S. government. And his stupid butt should be in prison. But no, you know why? Because he's a member of the Knights of Malta. You got another pastor, what's his name, Stephen Anderson, that prays for the death of homosexuals. Not a word. Nothing. Just an interview on national TV. He prays for the death, and he's some kind of pseudo-Baptist pretending to use a King James Bible. And he's a Jesuit because he teaches replacement theology. And he's busted. He's a Jesuit. Not a word. Nothing. They're not shamed. Then you got Victoria Osteen. She gets out front, last month? Says in front of the entire congregation of 10,000 people in a Joel Osteen concert, and she says, do good for yourself and God will be happy. So that means I can go out and murder, rape, steal. That, you know, if I'm a rapist, I mean, that's my religion, right? What's the problem? Who's going to judge him? Who's going to judge him? If homosexual wants to be homosexual, who's going to kill him? Who can judge him? Can any humans out there do that? I think there's a woman at the well, a woman for adultery, that was thrown before Jesus for adultery was a death sentence. And what should we do with him? With her? Well, those of you that's not had any sin at all. He didn't say those of you that's not committed adultery. He said any sin. You go ahead and stone her. Go ahead. Not one could do it. Well, we're talking about homosexuality. No. Leviticus, number one, Jesus fulfilled the Old Testament. Notice this one, Stephen Anderson doesn't say that. He goes back to Leviticus. How stupid is this individual? How dumb is the congregation to still be there? Unless they're also paid cult members. Something's not right here, family. Something's really screwy. All this I see, I sit back and say, this is so surreal. I wonder if I'm the only one that sees this. Only one speaking out about it. Everybody's instilling fear. Jade Helm. Family, this is Jade Helm. I'm going to tell you some things about it. I haven't talked too much about it, have I? I don't see it very significant, actually. It's a planned roundup of all those they're going to take away and put in FEMA camps. So, what are you going to do about it? Number two, that's what it's for. It's to round up people and make sure you're afraid. When you're afraid, you're going to do what they tell you to do. It's to see how much fear could be generated in the Southwest. Oh, it's working really well. Out here in the East Coast, the average person, Jade Helm, I heard a little something about that. They have no idea what's going on. Out West, you do because you see it. Down in Florida, oh yeah, they do. These are interest points, anyway. They've taken over federal campgrounds by fire, swamp, heavy rainwater, Indian shaman, linked up to voodoo and evil intent, start the fires. Now, y'all may think that's bizarre, but I can't help that. I know this is true. And when the fires, what does the fires do? Runs people out of their homes. And when people leave their homes, the property becomes less valued and becomes federal property. Yeah. And then it closed down, like Arizona gave 5,000 acres away, like 4 years ago, to the feds. That's so they could stage, so the Chinese and the UN could stage their equipment and all this and throw campgrounds and practice and play. Family, a military takeover of the U.S. government goes as far back as the 1920s. I've got the studies. I've got the investigative reports. Family, I don't want to go over all this. Canada even found out the operation was in play in 1920s to destroy both the United States and Canada's nations. Family, I've been talking about this for 5 or 6 years. It almost makes me tired. But don't forget about reruns of Andy Griffin. But if there's going to be World War III, Obama and Putin are meeting together. You got Russian troops already here in the United States training with American troops, even though World War III is coming. God. Oh, this is too much to real. Over 100,000, God knows how many Chinese are already positioned. So Jade Helm, all these operations, is to allow the infusion of actual Chinese military in the United States from Mexico. They've got the bases they've been putting there since the 1990s. It was set up back in the 1970s by that other lying Satanist named Jimmy Carter. Oh, I forgot about his name. What a boob. He's about as Christian as a cockroach. He is a Satanist. He's a New World Order enthusiast, just like all the rest of them. that smile from Georgia is a smile of a snake. Oh, you don't believe me. Kissinger and Haig, both evil to the core. You say, Tom, you're so negative. Well, you tell me. NSSM. Now, see, right now is when you start getting close to your computer and say, "I'm gonna, this guy on the radio is crazy. I'm going to type this up." NSSM 200. That's a depopulation plan. Notice the word DE in front of population. Not pro-population, but depopulation. That means mass murder. Okay? Mass murder. When you depopulate, you kill people. Now, you can dance around it all you want. You can get around the fire and cook marshmallows. That's the good part about it. But I want you to put your hand in the fire and find out it's not so marshmallowy when your hand's in there, because that's what they use the fire for. The marshmallows is just cover over the evil of what the fire really does. You got it? Okay. Kissinger and Haig in 1970s, early 70s, come up with depopulation plan, NSSM 200. That means it's a mass murder plan, in very educated words, using like 15 different ways to kill people. Haig, one of the most evil individuals walking the face of the earth today, was when he lived and breathed there. Kissinger, oh, don't even get me started. I'm already started. Never mind. So, that will last only for a generation or so, or less, half a generation. So by the time the baby boomers having children, this will start the depopulation of baby boomers, 1972, which is inclusive of Vietnam, Agent Orange, cancer, all that is part of it. To upgrade it in the 1990s, 80s, 70s, 80s, 72, 89, around 80s, 90s, was Jimmy Carter's Global 2000. They just continue it on. That's all it is. Upgraded vaccines. That's where Gates come in to start the mass murder with vaccines. No, Bill Gates is no better than Pol Pot. They just do it where you can't see it. Do what? Mass murder. Anyway. Fact. That's what the vaccines are all about. And the cancer. The rest homes. You have angels of death in these rest homes. They're assigned there. They could be a little old lady. It could be a little old 40-year-old nurse that's just, oh, hello. And she's a walking angel of death. This is how they really do it. At these rest homes, hospice and places like that. You got good people that work there. But the angel of death, several of them, are always assigned there to make sure the old people die. What old people? The great generation, the quiet generation, and the baby boomers. We want you dead. So we can manipulate your children's education and their children's children, so we can bring in the new world order and not be opposed. Oh, did I tell you I don't mince words? I don't mince words. It's too much trouble. I'm not being negative. I'm being extremely realistic. NSSM 200, depopulation plan, mass murder. Global 2000 was to begin the new millennium. It didn't happen the way they had planned, but to continue with the depopulation. Plan upgraded, Global 2000. Look it up on your own. And then look up some of the quotes by Jimmy Carter, and you tell me he's a Christian. We bring peanut farmers and actors, professional wrestlers as our national leaders. How dumb is that? Ventura, you got to be kidding me. Wisconsin, what the dickens did you do? Minnesota, I mean, what did you do? What's wrong with y'all out there? You put a governor a professional wrestler, an actor, and a failed one at that. Oh, my gosh. No wonder Chris Kyle knocked his stupid butt down. Good for him. That's why they murdered Chris Kyle, too. Assassination. Pat Tillman also. They murdered him. Keep him quiet. That would interfere with the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan to bring the drugs in from Afghanistan. Oh, and the blue pots. Oh, don't forget the blue pots. Oh, those blue pots are something else. They hadn't told you about the blue pots. Have y'all, Bush administration? You haven't told them about the blue pots, have you? And the devices that y'all come up with? Open up the portals? See, the portals that you're going to open up in those blue pots, Bush is going to come back on you. They're going to eat you up alive. The supernatural is going to tear you to pieces. God's going to let them loose on you. You have no idea what's coming down your pike and your family. It's all supernatural. You've opened up a Pandora's box of which you have no idea. And you will not be able to shut it. Only those in the know will know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not going to go into detail on that one. But I know exactly what I'm talking about. This Jade Helm, rounding up people to instill fear, orchestrated to create helplessness, and they want you to know that weapons in your home, which I agree 100%, will protect you. Well, that's a no-brainer. I mean, sometimes you got a home invasion, and the husband or the wife, whatever, is practiced, and they go through their rehearsals, and there comes that crash, that fatal crash or bang or people down there. Man, just rack of shells, enough all it takes. And the bad guy sometimes can't get out quick enough. But don't forget, anytime you pull out a weapon, be ready to use it. Well, that's not my point. That's a given. That's petty stuff. My point here is, they want you to know, because that's why they're showing you successes in the news today of home invasions being stopped by a family that's got weapons, which I agree with. But here's the rub. They're promoting it. If they wanted to do gun control, would they not keep this quiet? They would not want you to know that keeping weapons would help. But yet they're promoting as much as possible successes of the homeowners protecting themselves and carjacking, protecting themselves, and so forth with weapons. Would they want to keep that quiet? Well, here's why they're doing that. I'll tell you why. Because when they do take the weapons, they want you to think without the weapon, you're helpless. That's why they're promoting it. You got to think like they do. That's why they're promoting it. Because they will come confiscate the weapons. Out of my cold, dead hands, they'll not take my weapon. Uh-huh. They're counting on that. So what they're going to do is when they get ready to release, like Jade Helm, what you all don't know, and I can say that because I'm sure some of you have no idea, majority of you, especially some of you SEAL guys, I bet you all don't know, that for the past 15 years, now, that's an arbitrary number. Could be 10, could be 15, could be 18. They're around 15 years, give or take. They've been working secretly behind closed doors, setting up street gangs, the Crips, the Bloods, MS-13, others that I probably don't know about, throughout the United States to identify certain gated communities, which they have homes there, by the way, home bases, these street gangs. I know that for a fact. And they're told by their probably second, third level cell communication methods that when this act goes down, they'll have carte blanche to do what they want to do in the United States. Kill, rape, murder, whatever they want. That they'll be in control. Well, what they're not telling the street gangs is that's a lie. And they're making it look like the police are weak, divided, which they are, that the good cops are identified and will be taken out, which they will be, that the military is weak, which it is, 22 to 26 suicides per day, that's a problem. They've divided by design since 1990s, the male and female, actually they did that in 1970s, the male and female role is divided, thereby weakening the military. So they don't see a threat with the military, they don't see a threat with the police. If they take the weapons away from the citizens, they say, man, it's going to be like taking candy from a baby. But they don't know that they're going to be double-crossed. So my warning is, street gangs, you're being deceived. And you're probably saying, if you're listening to my broadcast, hey, yo, bro, what are you talking about, bro? What's this guy talking about on the radio? Or you might hear, hey, Martha, I don't know what this here boy is talking about here, but up here in the mountains down here, we got this crazy guy on the radio. We got our militia together. He's talking about something crazy. Okay, whatever side you're on. Let me tell you what they got set up for you. Once you launch your street gangs activity, Helter Skelter, what you don't know is they've got several millions of UN troops already positioned in the United States that's going to kill every one of you. And that will justify martial law. And you know what? You know what? The American people will want it. That's called Hegelian dialectic. Now, what's going to instigate such a thing? Dollar crash. What's going to instigate the dollar crash? A thing called disclosure. In the Day of Declaration, when one named Sananda, Manuel, a fallen angel, a extraterrestrial of sort, which he's not, of course, when it be introduced to the public, this will crash the money. This will crash the dollar. This will bring worldwide calamity, especially the United States, result in nationwide riots, and the people will want martial law for their own protection. The UN will come out of the woodwork like cockroaches. China, Russia, Belgium, Singapore. They'll split the United States in half. The South, you're heavily populated. Oh, la, la, la. Look out, population centers. Now, before they can help you, for their own safety, they want you to turn your weapons in, and we can't help you. So that's when you're going to have Americans telling on Americans about who's got weapons or not. So you'll have 30 days to turn in the weapons. For your own protection. You see how they work it? I know what they're going to do. Now, when this happens, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think they do either, because they wanted it to happen in 1999. That's what Y2K was all about. But it failed to happen. Now, watch this. I talked about, 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, thereabouts. One more than that, 2 weeks ago. Where China says we need some land to help cover the cost of buying your debt. We need collateral. Family, that was done back in the 1990s. Today they've got what's called foreign trade zones. Notice the word foreign. It doesn't say domestic. It says foreign trade zones. Okay. Foreign trade. Costco. Commercial enterprise. All right. Those Chinese. From China? Yeah. They, since the 70s, was planned through Jimmy Carter, Billy Bob Clinton. Look up China Gate. Right now, man. Do it. Don't be afraid. Look up China Gate and Billy Bob Clinton. Lewinsky was just a side trail to keep you all busy. She's still making money off of that. Chandra was murdered. But Lewinsky was allowed to live because she's part of the plan. Chandra Levy was murdered because that was legitimate. They murdered her for wanting to be a whistleblower for real. She is murdered. Help that congressman out. But Lewinsky was allowed to live because that was part of the plan, to keep you all busy. That's how they work this. These people are so evil. But multi-jurisdictional task force has always been planned since the 70s. Probably even before that, actually. I bet y'all didn't even know that now, did you? I've been talking about this for a long time. A lot of other people have been talking about it. It's called the Velvet Glove and the Iron Fist. The United Nations forces is the velvet glove on the steel fist. They're going to bring in street gangs. And you know what one of the pretend street gangs were? Guardian Angels. Up in New York. That's your first attempt. But we're helping people. We're former street gangs, but we're going to bring help to New York City. Trained by the CIA. Had them ready to go. Right under our noses. And now they're starting to say, they're starting to let out in the public knowledge, they're going to start getting rid of the street gangs. Now that wasn't part of the deal now, was the street gangs. So now they're already put in the public's eye. Allowing the street gangs to flourish like they have, they created regimentation. They created leaders. They've marked out territory. They've let MS-13 come through under the guise of being children escaping Mexico. Oh, this is sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. But the street gangs will be backstabbed because they know wherever every one of them are. And when they let the UN go, they'll start killing every one of them. There will not be one street gang member left alive. It's not possible. Now's the only problem that's got planned. They got Belgium, Dutch, German, French, Asian military personnel. Montana. They got Gurkhas. I met Gurkhas before when I was in Turkey. They do not mess around, but let me tell you what. They do not play. Area 5 capital will be Chicago. Nixon set this up, 10 regions, 5 states each. Nixon set it up, February 12th, 1972. Every one of the presidents had something to do with it, little by little, you see. So you military guys that don't know about this, you're going to be backstabbed too. I have no problem telling you that. None whatsoever. Look up Hardin, Montana. American Police Force. APF. Hardin, Montana. And look up the logo of that group that took over for a short period of time in Hardin, Montana. I know for a fact the logo is the Serbian coat of arms. because I was in Serbia, Kosovo, for 5 years. I'm intimately aware of how that operates, because I was there. I had friends working with me in the Italian Carabinieri and some of the Russian intelligence I freely worked with behind the scenes on my own. Have my own little network going on. I knew Muhammad Jamali, who was a Albanian freedom fighter. I'm not going to call him a terrorist. Terrorist was Thaçi, Javed Aliti, and Ramush Haradinaj. These were the terrorists. Albanian mafia, working with our government. I know that for a fact because I shook their hands when I went to a couple of the embassy get-togethers, well, consulate get-togethers. I said, oh, what are they doing here? And then I started getting aware of what was going on for real. Muhammad Jamali was on his own. Well, well feared this guy was. That's why they killed him about a year after I left. I've been around. And I'm not shy. I get in the middle of things. And I don't need anybody around me to do it. I'll do it on my own. And I did. Muhammad Jamali was Albanian, but he was a real freedom fighter. Yeah, I was a terrorist from one point of view, but one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. And he was a freedom fighter for the Albanians. Milosevic was a Freemason. Milosevic was trained to be a dictator in State Department when he was there in the late 80s. Did y'all know that? Yeah, he's a Freemason. Milosevic also worked with the Vatican. Yeah, man. Yeah, oh, yeah, the Red Berets, they massacred Albanians as part of the game. They all worked together. High-level Albanians and high-level Serbians. Working for the Jesuits. Against the Albanians, against the Serbs. Americans, it's no different. They're doing the same thing to you. As a matter of fact, Billy Bob Nixon helped set up Balkanize America. You want a traitor? Nixon, Reagan, LBJ, FDR, mass murderer, Tony Blair, Cameron, Putin. I can't pronounce Chinese who. Chinese who? Chinese, shut up. All right. Who's on first? North Korea? They all work together, family. The National Police Force is under DHS. It's Obama's National Police Force. No, it's not. It's Hitler's. Passed on to Billy Bob Clinton. Clinton talked about the National Police Force in the 1990s. It's part of the multi-jurisdictional task force. The National Police Force has always been there, waiting to be put into effect. And they've been identifying throughout the United States, every precinct has an infiltrator to identify the good cops. And they're going to take you out. So when this takes place, I'm going to tell you right now, cops, when this takes place, you're not going to believe me now, but you will when it happens. If somebody, 3, 4, 5 are going to walk up to your desk, surround your desk, and say, hey, guys, what's up? John, we need your weapon and your badge. Yeah, what? You want what? Let's make this easy, okay? Put your badge on the desk and put your service weapon on the desk and step away. It's like, what are you talking about? That's what's going to happen. It is guaranteed to happen. The cops doing these shootings, murders, shooting your pets, they're told to do that, but there's lying, low-crawling cockroaches called the ADL. You had between 2006 and 2008 a mass exodus of police chiefs that resigned. Real Americans. Because they saw it coming. Look it up. Go ahead. Look it up. get the glue off your butt, unstick your fingers, and start doing some research. You'll find a mass exodus of police chiefs when all this was briefed to them. They said, I'm not going to be a part of this. They left, retired, whatever. So the ADL are just a bunch of murderers being assigned to train your law enforcement, both federal and state, and locals. Look it up. They're connected to the Committee of the 300, the Illuminati, and Tavistock, and the whole lot of these low-crawling Illuminati members. Connected to the Jesuits. They don't know what to do with you all. Because you all pray. And former vets, they're afraid of you. That's why they want you dead. So they got to kill you off little by little. Find out who you are. Separate you. Make you afraid to lose your pension. Whatever way. And the others that lose faith, they join, take a blood oath, and they're locked into Satan. So they're putting all their ducks in a row. So this jade helm is either real or it's practiced. I won't know. Yeah, you know, I can't tell you either way. But I do know it's a practice of anything. That's what it's for. But that's not all. That's not all. When this disclosure takes place, preachers, you're going to have your little hands full. Now, some of you all probably scratching your head about now. Now, where's this going now? Where's this guy heading with talking about preachers and Jade Elm? Well, you're going to have the clergy response teams come out. That's still not where I'm going, but this is kind of a side trail. FEMA's trained 25,000 plus of clergymen to tell you to do exactly what the government says relative to Romans 13. And they are lying to you. They will be lying to you. Because when the government tells you to sin, like take the mark of the beast, says that Romans 13 says you have to, you look that preacher square in the eye. I don't care if he says God loves you, whatever. You say, preacher, you're a liar. And I'll give you 5 seconds to turn your homesick butt around and get back in your car and drive before you lose your tires. Now, you better get going now, boy. Now. Because you're not talking to a clergyman of God. You're talking about a Satan coming to your home. Because they're lying to you. They'll be employed by FEMA. We are to do exactly what the government tells us to do in the laws that they presented, what's in accordance with the laws of the land, that doesn't go against God. Then why not just do what they tell you to do? As long as it doesn't hurt your family, doesn't go against God, spitting on the sidewalk, don't spit on the sidewalk. You stop me from running the stop sign. Don't run the stupid stop sign. Well, they got these stopping centers and for DUIs, and I have my rights. Your right is not to doggone drink and drive, fool. So if you're drinking and driving, you're darn right they're going to stop you. I pull for it. But they got these guys running around with their little YouTube videos. Am I under arrest? No, sir, we'll know you'll see your ID. But am I under arrest? Family, these people work for the other side. Pretending to be like, well, the police are hurting me here because they're trying to invite it to cause dissension among the police and the citizenry. Just show them your darn ID. If you're not drinking, what's the problem? If you're drinking, you shouldn't be driving. You're going to kill somebody. So what's the problem? Unfortunately, here is the problem. you've got one or two of them that are waiting for you, are waiting to harass people. Now, that's the other problem. And these ones I'm talking about. To cause dissension among the police and the citizens, you're going to have one or two out of the stops that's going to start being harassing. And you got the other cop, because his stupid blue code is not going to stop his partner. So you're going to let him go ahead and tase for no reason. You're going to let him beat that person for no reason. Well, how about when the cops start standing up for each other? No, you stand up for what's right. You tell your cop buddy, hey, cut that mess out. No. And you do it the right way. When are your cops going to have the guts to do that? Because some of your cops are infiltrators inside your precinct to cause these problems by design. And they're the ones going to disarm you. The ADL training felons, yep, it's in prison. When they release everybody, and they will, they expunge your records, and they're going to put them in law enforcement and private security. And what they're going to do is legalize marijuana. Now, if y'all don't know what that is, that's marijuana. And when they do legalize marijuana, they're going to let all those in prison nationwide go free that's been put in there for marijuana charges. We've taken off their records. But here's the rub. They're going to expunge the records of the felons that are murderers, trained by the ADL, trained by Christian Identity, Blackwater, college-educated, multilingual, part of the multi-jurisdictional task force. And they're going to change their records to marijuana charges. Secretly. And then they're going to expunge the record, make it look like it's a different record under marijuana. And they'll be the ones to be released. And then they'll put on a uniform called the American Police Force. Yes. There you go. ADL tells them to shoot personal pets, the ones that are aggressive, to kill those animals. They're told to do that. Let me say to make sure there's no mistake. They're told to kill your animals. That's a socialist agenda by design. Okay? I want y'all to know exactly what's going on. This is what they've said. I've only scratched the surface. I haven't begun to let you all know what's going on. So it's not a matter of fear. It's a matter of pulling your bootstraps up, knowing what's coming, say, aha, there it is, see? And the strength come out of you and not drop your hands and helpless, but to look up and pray. To speak out, seek out, identify, band together in your parent-teachers meetings, in your town hall meetings, in grouping together in your tea parties and make something actually happen instead of going to a Golden Corral, having a dinner, letting NAACP, ACLU, ABCXYZ sell stupid nonsense and DVDs, but actually make something happen. Put together a package that you're going to submit 10,000 emails to your congressman every week, whatever it takes, and make them work or replace them. Start taking action. There's things you can do until that trumpet blows. And boy, let me tell you, they're going to be busy. But get your soul right with Jesus. That's the first step, and the Holy Spirit guides you. There's things you can do. Oh, I know you got those guys and snake eaters and militias and all this, that, and the other day. Playing woods out there with the paintballs and real life ammunition and killed houses and all that kind of stuff. That's good, okay. You don't think that you're not infiltrated? I hope you're not that naive not to understand that you are infiltrated. that you're watched by satellite, that they have microchips, family, every single deployed serviceman gets around 25 to 28 shots. One of those shots goes in the back of the neck. There's no vaccine that goes in the back of the darn neck except the one with the microchip in it. So you can take your cell phone, your computer, you can go completely off the grid, but until you have a blood transfusion, you ain't off the grid. So when you start going off the grid, kind of, you know, snake eating kind of stuff going on, you better get a blood transfusion too. God. And then you got to find that microchip. It ain't a microchip. It's a nanochip. So you got a really, really fine electron microscope. You might be able to find it, but you got to expose your brain to it. Oh, man, I wish people knew. The voice-to-skull technology. 22 to 26 suicides per day. Doesn't this wake anybody up? It's being caused. Paul Rykoff works for the Illuminati. Who's Paul Rykoff? Well, Paul Rykoff is another former Marine traitor. He works for the Council of Foreign Relations as one of the heads of a committee to try to curb suicides of our veterans. That's like the chickens hiring a cow to protect them from eating more chicken. They hire a cow because it's a smart advertiser. They don't realize the cow goes around saying, eat more chicken. Well, that's Paul Rykoff. He's a cow. He works for CFR. He was standing behind Pelosi when she was talking about some of these things. Family, he's within 18 inches of her butt. That's pretty close. Family, these are all liars. And the increase was from 18 per day suicide deaths to 26 per day, and that's a short count. So their program's not working anyway. How come our vets don't demand he be replaced, put in charge of janitorial services, and put someone in there that's not a secret service, secret society member? Because it would not be allowed to. They want our vets dead. I got a problem with that. But I guess I'm the only one. The generals who know that the suicides are being orchestrated are quiet, sitting on their hands, getting their knuckles all worn together. Their medals of valor, I spit upon them. Because they turn their back on our veterans, allowing all this to happen. Your medals of valor are no longer valid. You spit upon every grave in Arlington. Shame on you, Joint Chief of Staff. Is there anybody that's ever going to stand up for all the all cowards, all afraid to lose their retirement? Meantime, 22 Marines and sailors and who knows what army will die today. Well, oh, they get the insurance too. Did you know that? Every vet that dies in war, they get an insurance you don't even know about? Well, that's another story. Oh, golly, Pete. Well, I was out to talk one day about the Order of the Black Sun, the Third Reich, Tibet. Family, people knew how deep this goes. My gosh. Unbelievable. But whatever they do, it don't matter. Because Jesus Christ is real. And there's nothing they can do about that. And all this power that they look like they have is to pull people in that have lost their faith. That's what it's all about, to show how allegedly powerful the secular humanists really are. Really aren't. It has to be this way. Because God separates those who really have faith and those who really don't. This is a real test that's going on. You got faith in the Creator? Or you trust in the created? That's not a trick question. If you doubt whatsoever of what I'm saying, once again, I'll let you hear their words for it.
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
That was said in a conference by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's been National Security Advisor, either actively or by advisory role, for almost 30 years. Still there. Now you tell me if I'm speaking out of turn. Now, some of y'all won't deny it. Go on ahead. Deny all you want. What was it that Victoria Osteen said? What did she say?
So I just want to encourage every one of us to realize when we obey God, we're not doing it for God. I mean, that's one way to look at it. We're doing it for ourselves. Because God takes pleasure when we're happy. That's the thing that gives Him the greatest joy this morning. So I want you to know this morning, just do good for your own self. Do good because God wants you to be happy. When you come to church, when you worship Him, you're not doing it for God, really. You're doing it for yourself. Because that's what makes God happy. Amen. Let's open our hearts to Him today. Father.
So you got one wants to kill bodies. And you got the other here representing the other side wants to kill your soul. Yeah. So you Illuminati squirm a while. Because here you have an example of the way they kill your soul by these Osteens and now Billy Grahams and Copelands, Hagees, these liars. They changed the 1990s. That's a fact. 1990 was the year of the change. That's when they had the millennials ready to take on this new theology. So all of them came out of the closet as humanists, including Billy Graham. You don't have to know the name of Jesus. You just know you have to be saved through a Christ. Don't matter who. It don't matter who. Now, this is completely departed from what he used to say. See, so they got you on your physical. And then they come to your physical, to your spiritual. This is how they work. An example of that is coming up here a minute. I want to show you that here shortly. By their own words. So you show that I'm just not just blowing smoke. How do you get saved? Through Jesus and Jesus alone. When you say the Christ Oh, that's what Jade Helms is all about. Whoa, gotcha. Jade Helms is preparing people for the coming of the false Christ. When the false Christ shows up, the stock's going to crash. Dollar will crash. There'll be a period of disorganization to be reestablished using UN troops. You got it? What's part of it's going on? It's called disclosure. A lot of 99% of people are not talking about this. Now, I'm going to talk more about this. It's April. Oh, wow. Next week, about blood sacrifice on April 19th, leading up to the Wesak Festival of the first part of May. Nobody talks about it. I will. I'll expose it every second of the way they set it up. I will show you what's really going on. It's all connected. So they had to prepare the millennials, the Y generation, and the X generation, and the Z generation to accept the New Age Christ. And it will fit the position of the Kalki avatar, Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva, the Prince of Peace, Maitreya, Krishna, and the Imam Mahdi will all fill the position of this one Christ. Not Jesus, but this fake Yeshua, Yahweh. See, Yahweh in the Tetragrammaton comes out of the fake Hebrew, the fake Judaic language today. They changed it. That's why it's going to go back to Hebrew when Jesus Christ takes over. All they speak now is gibberish in Israel. Star of David is a blood sacrifice hexagram. Like the American flag is a pentagram. It's all about witchcraft. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All this is connected. The Imam Mahdi is coming back. Well, that's just for them. Then the Kalki avatar. Then the Prince of Peace. Then the Christ. Krishna. Bodhisattva. All fit into one package called Maitreya. Sananda Manuel, the fallen angel, the one to be the false prophet of the Bible. We are close to the first seal. Your Carl Gallups and P.P. Simmons and all these others say, oh, we're in the sixth trumpet already. It's a lie from the pit of absolute hell. I challenge them to prove otherwise, and they can't do it. All they do is lie. And they sell their books of nonsense. Four blood moons is nothing but trash. There's one blood moon. When that one blue moon takes place, Hagee and all the rest of them will be hiding in some cave. They will not be praying. They'll be begging. I can tell you that for sure. Well, about 1993, Billy Graham changed his tune. He told the truth, but in 1950, when he was funded by Rockefellers through the Lawrence Spelman Memorial Fund. He was funded through the National Council of Churches. 1950, Billy Graham through Randolph Hearst and Rockefellers funded Billy Graham and Billy Sunday before that. So he preached the truth. He had to. Because he was preaching to the quiet generation, 30s and 40s generation, the baby boomers that were offspring of those who knew about Jesus. He had to preach the truth to be accepted. He did it very well. Evangelized millions. But that was to gain popularity. That was to gain confidence. 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, late 80s, changed. So who it is that gets you saved? Think, who is it? The name is Jesus. Is it Christ? Yes, it's Christ too. No, really? Which one? I just named seven. Which one is it then? No, there's only one name, and that's the name of Jesus. So then you tell me what this means.
Tell me, what do you think is the future of Christianity?
I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. And that's what God is doing today. He's calling people for out of the world for His name, whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light that they have, and I think that they are saved and that they're going to be with us in heaven.
This is fantastic. I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. There's a wideness in God's mercy.
There is. There definitely is.
So I guess, what happened there? A little bit confused after 40, 50 years? What happened? Could it be that what I said is true? That the time came that the people that were adults now are the ones that they wanted to get their minds fixed toward the New Age movement? The new Christ? Because that's not what he said before. In short. There's a little bit of a conflict there in 1950s to 1980s.
The Bible says there is none other name under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other way except by the way of that cross. I want to tell you something. If there had been another way of salvation, Jesus would have never died on the cross. On the night that he was betrayed, the night before he died, he knelt in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. What was he praying? He was saying, oh God, if it is possible to save Billy Graham, if it is possible to save Bill and Jim and Susie and the human race, if it is possible, any other way, if they can work their way to heaven, if they can buy their way to heaven, if there's any other way, oh God, spare me the cross tomorrow. But the answer, as it were, came back from heaven. There is no other way. Man cannot be saved by bread alone. Man cannot be saved by earning his way, by working his way. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There is only one way that men can get to heaven. One road. Jesus said it was a narrow road. He said the gate was narrow. And it's the cross, and I must come to his cross. That's the reason that one-third of Matthew, one-third of Mark, that's the reason that one-half of John is given over to the death of Jesus Christ in Hayes' Life of Lincoln. There are 5,000 pages, and Lincoln was dramatically assassinated, but there are only 25 pages given to his death. Yet in the biographies of Jesus Christ, from a third to a half are given to his death. Why? Because it's the only way to heaven.
So what happened there? One way says it's wide, another says it's narrow. One says it's only way to Jesus, another time now it says anything will work. Even if you're unbelieving, you can make it. You just don't have to know the name of Jesus, know you need to be saved, or don't even be conscious of it. Well, 1990s, they changed their tune because that was the time that they changed the mindset of the millennials. They could be accepted. The quiet generation is dying out. They're not concerned about them. Us baby boomers, because of 15 ways I've identified to y'all already, they've cut the life expectancy of a baby boomer to die. And then they changed 1960s by design, 15 ways to get us away from the truth. 1960s was a change of culture by Tavistock. I've explained that in the past couple of days. To wet down the baby boomers to the 1960s, drugs, change of uniform, Vietnam. I mean, like 15 things they've done. Cancers they created in the laboratory. You see what's going on? This is how Satan's been working in our country. And y'all been sleeping. The commanders have been using rules of engagement behind the scenes to control and kill our own troops and control the outcome of every war for their own self-serving purposes. drugs out of Afghanistan, drugs out of Vietnam, drugs out of South America, and used that to facilitate the change of culture in 1960s, 70s, and 80s. Well, doggone it, let's name them. George Bush, Texas, CIA elaborate airports, the oil platforms used as jump-off points to bring the drugs in through the oil transports, then from the oil transformers or platforms, bring them into Texas, Arizona, Evergreen, flying, CIA services. South America, then came Vietnam. Now, they got two places. Then, later on, of course, when the fake Islamic threat, you want me to expose that too? I can do it. I've done it already. They started bringing in, that's what our troops have been guarding all along. That's what they've been dying for. Dying for the dead gum, cotton picking, cocaine they've been bringing from Afghanistan on the planes instead of bodies. So the CIA uses the drugs to chip change the cultures. They infuse them, the drugs, into the black communities and the ghettos and in the white communities. Don't matter where, but they did in schools. Mm-hmm. That's what's been going on, y'all. So, I'm just trying to prepare y'all. This isn't negative. This is reality. I'm trying to wake people up. Some of these talk shows better wake up. Instead, they're infusing fear in this Jade Helm, the despotic government, and they're, you know, and all this. They better know what the roots really are. And the rules of engagement are designed to control the activities and the outcome of every war. So those generals on your side, they're on your side, buddy. They're the ones that's giving the plans to the enemy. They always have, since Vietnam, Korea, and World War II. Oof, and World War I, all along, where they dump our bodies in onto the cemetery to placate us and give us medals to keep us quiet. Ooh, that makes me mad, man. It really does. But you got to know what's going on. I'm doing the best I can to wake people up in my little old world here. So I'm sitting here looking at a hot dog from Hardee's. I'm wondering whether I'm going to eat it or not. I live a normal life, pretty much, but I know a whole lot of what they're doing. But I'm a small guy. Well, not that small, but I don't, you know, I'm not international. Well, I am international. I've got 80 countries that's followed my broadcast. I don't know who listens and who don't. It's quite large, but I'm not concerned about that. I just let the Lord lead that and handle that. And maybe somebody break out. You know, when I was in the military, Marine Corps, okay, I want you all to stand by just a second. Don't go anywhere. For 1 second, I got to fix something here. And I'll be right back in just a jiffy. When I woke
astray, you're my defender, you're my refuge in the storm. Through these trials, you've always been faithful.
Gary Jobe, family. I was in the Marine Corps 12 years. I joined the Marine Corps one reason only, to fight. I wanted to kill. I wanted to kill commies. 1972, 73, that was my duty. As an American citizen and a Southern boy, my duty was to kill those enemies of my country. After all, I was raised up on guns, cap pistols, 22 rifles. Western, TV Westerns, John Wayne, who was a Freemason, by the way. Clint Eastwood, go ahead, make my day. We were raised up on guns. So to chew on a piece of toast and make it look like a gun and hold it up like I'm going to shoot somebody with my piece of toast and get sent home for it, like they are being done today, is a setup. It's something they want you to read about, and the kid's father probably is a Freemason or something. It's all set up and nonsense. It's almost silly. I can't believe that these people would participate in these, that they are that petty or are getting paid off to play these stupid games. But nevertheless, they go on the news, and my son was sent home because he had a crispy tot or something and chewed into it. Looked like a gun. He held it up, and the teacher sent him home from the... You Freemasons, are you that petty? Are you really? Are you that desperate? Anyway. So, back in my day, you had... Oh, man, they had plastic guns. They had Johnny Yuma. They had, you know, the... Bounty Hunter and the Rifleman and all that sort of thing going on all through the 1940s and 50s and early 60s. You had Green Beret weapons, man, you could buy them at the grocery store. You had cap pistols, all kinds of little things, and it was fun, you know. Thought you were a big shot when you had a 1.177 pellet pistol. It was a big shot then, and then if you brought a zip gun to school, you're going to jail. Your mother's going to kick your butt. Now they bring 9mm, no problem. You know, it's not a big deal. Oh, they also had candy cigarettes. Got to train your kids to get cancer, you know. So come on, you have a candy cigarette, come on. Make sure they are trained to smoke cigarettes and get cancer since they're baby boomers. Y'all never had a candy cigarette? Tasted good. Like a candy cigarette should. Now school shootings are, you know, they plan it out. They wait outside, they sound the alarm, and then wait for the kids to come out, and they kill their classmates. We didn't do that back in those days. It was frowned upon. Some parents feel that playing with toy guns sends the wrong message. Back in my day, it was like a nice Christmas present. Making light of a deadly weapon, they call it today. But also my day was to fight for your country. So the news would lead you that way. And you would take a civilian going through the throngs of his teenage years and the prom and the football team, if that, or the band or whatever else, and bullies that you'd fight or not or whatever. Playing with a gun back in those days was normal. I mean, what my mom didn't know on more than one occasion was that I had a little .22 rifle. She found out one day that I made a firing range down in my basement. Pop, pop, pop. Tomlin, what's that? Oh, shoot. I was shooting off racer heads in my 50-foot basement from a pencil racer heads on long distance. I didn't shoot squirrels, nothing like that. I didn't want to. I wanted to shoot people. People that was against my country is what I wanted to kill, not animals. Come on now. A little animal ain't going to hurt you none. Well, I want to kill a squirrel when I go to the grocery store and get a hot dog. So I was shooting so I'd kill people. People that were against my country. After all, I saw John Wayne do it. So when I got in the Marine Corps, my number was up 47, I think, in 71, 72? Which for me didn't matter. I mean, I was going to join anyway. So I was in a college, and I said, well, I'm already in college, I might as well stay here. If I'm going to go into a service, I might as well be an officer while I'm in college. And so I'll go, okay, Marine Corps. They go in first, I go in first. Okay. So when I graduate, I'll go to Vietnam and go as a lieutenant, and there you go. Bang, bang, shoot them up. Well, of course, the Vietnam War ended in 75. And what I didn't know was that all the wars, including Vietnam, already pre-planned who's going to win and lose. I didn't know that. Yeah, neither did the troops back then, either. By rules of engagement from our lying, cheating, low-life, smoke-calling Joint Chief of Staff. As ordered by the State Department, they would control the activities of Vietnam to make sure our troops died. That's what our leaders did. Because they belonged to the Knights of Malta, murderers. Knights of Columbus, murderers. Jesuit, murderers. Roman Catholic, murderers. The Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars that are nothing but gophers for the Illuminati. I didn't know all that, you see. That the wars were predetermined and the outcome already determined. The outcome already determined and the casualties already counted. Just not the names yet. I have a problem with that. Maybe I'm the only one that does. I don't know. And I didn't know that you had to bring heroin, cocaine, back from Vietnam, back to America to use against their own people. Same thing they're doing in Afghanistan. That's a little confusing to troops that are trained to fight for their country. They're guarding poppy fields. That's a problem. I guess, again, I'm the only one that cares. I don't know. Everybody's quiet about it. I'm not. So when I joined the Marine Corps, I got out, graduated in May of something, 1975. Of course, 2 months before that, we pulled out of Vietnam, which, you know, so I figured the war's coming anyway. So I went in, active duty now, and I was a lieutenant, second lieutenant in the basic school in Quantico. Couldn't wait. I knew a war was coming. Always do. December the 12th, 1975, end of TBS. I remember the general saying, Marines, you stay in for 20, you'll get your war. We all went, hoorah! I lived for that day when that general said that. I said, okay, I'll be patient. I'll stay in for 20 and get my war. My medals, man, yeah. Give me up a body count. Or if I die, okay, well, that's, you know, that's part of the game. That's the way it works. Or come back pieces. Well, that's the way it works, you know. That's the risk I'm going to take for my country. But also had a nefarious idea in my mind, I'll be honest with you. I wanted to kill for other reasons, but I found it legal to join the military and kill for legally reasons, not have to go to jail for it. I had a whole different mindset back in my young days. I held it back through high school. I didn't keep it out. I was able to take it out on people on the football field, but I kept quiet. When I got out of the home and I got out into the public and I got in the Marine Corps, I let loose. I studied martial arts for 30 years. I trained myself to be a killer. I learned a lot. I trained a lot. I did a lot of training of people. Well, here's the point. When I joined at Camp Lejeune as my first command, and as a lieutenant in the platoon, we'd run in formation, and I'd get out there, and then, here we go, down the road, going to kill, VC, oh yeah. We would name the gooks, we'd name who we're going to kill, ragheads, or the gooks, or come up with a name to dehumanize the enemy, so you can kill them and not worry about it. But don't know the name. Don't want to know the name. Just call them a gook. Call them a raghead. We're going to kill some raghead today. You know, something. So it makes it easier to kill. Just don't know the name. Don't want to know the name. Makes it more personal. Don't want to see the picture of his family. No, don't. No, 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 no. Had a SEAL member, former SEAL of who used to be UDT, went SEAL. Not like that Lion Ventura. He never did. He's just a UDT. UDT is not SEAL. UDT is a beginning of the SEALs, but not a real SEAL. SEALs are different. Ventura is just a liar. But this SEAL was 1960s UDT and went to SEAL certification also. He's a real thing. He said the biggest mistake he made when he was in Vietnam was after Vietnam. Somehow or another, someone had found a picture of one of the ones he killed, and said, oh, I'm not going to say the guy's name, the old guy, and he says, here's this guy, you want to keep this? He saw the name of the one he killed, one of them he killed, that bothered him, because he learned the name. So we'd march, and when I was in, and I'd do it with the troops the same way. We'd yell at when we'd come back from runs about killing. Just like we were on a warpath. Went overseas twice in 2 med cruises. I joined one, came back, no war. About 2 months later, joined another one. I figured maybe 2 cruises, I'd at least get my war, man. And within a year, even in 1976 to 1983, 78. I'd been on 2 med cruises to go to war. It never happened. We'd get up on the flight deck of the USS Guam and we'd sing those songs, man. Now it would be ragheads or Idi Amin or whoever would put them in the songs of the cadence to kill. Nobody said a word to us about it. It's promoted. It's like, hey, okay, they're motivated. Not kill women and children. But if you had to, if they carried a grenade or something, and you kill your troops, you got to kill them. They've got to die. That goes against your training. That causes a little bit of a conflict. When you're in a war, you're going to have carte blanche to go in and kill the enemy. Not be held back because of some State Department weenie sends some kind of order and says, well, you can't do that. Why? There's the enemy? Go kill him. What's the problem? But all through our wars, they've had rules of engagement. The rules of engagement was designed to hold us back. Hold the commanders back, causing major confusion. The training today is not even close, man. Man, even the football days aren't the same. They don't have that killer instinct. Instead, they're sent over there to multiple tours to make sure they die or come back broken and microchipped. There's a problem. You gotta be politically correct. And then Billy Bob Rhodes Scholar Clinton brings homosexuals in. That's a problem. Now, some of y'all haven't figured this out yet. When you have a straight male and a homosexual male in the shower together, there's a problem. Big problem. 2012, 15,000 sexual assaults, male-on-male kind of problem. You lying, low-life, low-crawling Joint Chief of Staff. Man, you people tick me off. You didn't figure this out when you followed that so-called Commander-in-Chief Clinton's direction to don't ask, don't tell? Because that was what it's for, was to degrade our military forces, to cause conflict. Boy, did it do that. That's just 1 year, 15,000 male-to-male sexual assaults. And you know how many suicides that causes? 80% of suicides, 26 per day, 80% have not even been deployed. Rape, I talked about that the past couple of days, causes a certain demonic possession. It causes depression. It causes a conflict in a warrior. Now, you're not trained to fight off a gang of homosexuals in your military unit. You commanders are putting up with this? Are you that cowardly? And then you got female sexual assaults. 12,000! Man, I'm telling you one doggone thing, cotton-picking thing. If I was a commanding officer today as a captain, and it comes to my desk of a sexual assault against either male or female, I would hammer that troop or three of them, man, till they would look like a flat pancake. And if my commander said otherwise, I'd report his stupid butt to Commandant of the Marine Corps. I'll lose my career. Well, bring it on, baby, because I'm not sacrificing my life, my career, my soul to follow along with your stupid, cowardly acts. My job as commander is to protect my troops. If you commanders ain't protecting your troops, man, you're worthless. You're cowardly. Captains, majors, lieutenant commanders, lieutenant colonels. Total cowardly. Your job, who fights the wars? Your troops do. If you don't protect them, and you got homosexuals, and you got rapists, in your own units, and you're not doing anything about it? What kind of crap they're feeding you in Joint Chief of Staff? What kind of crap they're feeding you in TBS, in Command Staff College, that you're not standing up speaking out? I like to hold back a little bit every now and then. Somebody's going to get this word. You take care of your troops. And rape is not part of fighting a doggone war. Killing women and children, sometimes you have to, you know, when a child comes up with a grenade, they can kill you just as quick as an adult can. It's a problem. Well, they know that. That's why they put the children and women on the front line to confuse our troops and to make them have to kill them. You say, well, that's terrible, Tom. Well, when you got a 9-year-old coming up with a grenade, you tell me. It's the ones making it happen. Because the ISIS and Al-Qaeda is controlled by the CIA, Mossad lying people, MI5, MI6, SIS, all the intelligence agencies work together at the highest level to degrade our forces, including the snipers that kill our troops. A lot of them are going to come from Mossad. You all better know what's going on. Because they're afraid of our troops. They're afraid of your prayers. They're afraid of what you can do and what you can stand for. So they want you in fear. I say don't be in fear. I say stand up for what's right. Well, we're coming to the end of the program, family. I done said my piece for 2 hours. And I'm going to say it again tomorrow for 2 more hours. And on Friday, 2 more hours. Until I don't do it again, until Monday, I'll do it for 2 more hours. And here we go again. Until I can't do it no more. Bible study tonight, 8 to 9. Monday through Friday. On my website, watchmenforjesus.com. And also remind you that my broadcast is also played at highportradio.net under John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, and he graciously plays my broadcast and my Bible studies on his network on a random basis. And for that, I appreciate it. He also has sponsors, though. He runs a business, so in his position, I'm asking for donations from his side, for his side, and or just finding his sponsors that you can find them on his website and use his sponsors and give him a good word or whatever, however you can help him there. I have a website, watchmenforjesus.com, and I got a Facebook, Watchmen for Jesus. My idea is not to attack your Joint Chief of Staff, but to wake them up. But maybe out of them, you'll find one that's going to step out and say, you know, I'm tired of doing this. Rules of engagement, I'm going to expose it. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not on the attack. I'm on the awareness level. To let you know, at some level, y'all being lied to. It's time to step up for the truth. And your blood oath is holding you back. You don't take a blood oath against God, under God's name. Well, that's nonsense. Total nonsense. Renounce the blood oath. Ask God for forgiveness. And you're not under that blood oath anymore. And this thing about top secret and all that, that's the biggest load of nonsense there ever was. Because they separate, they pass the knowledge to each other anyway. So the top secret and clearance and all that is to keep it away from the troops below and the citizens of every country. Because intelligence agencies of every country work together against the world population. Whether it's France, Germany, Belgium, England, Russia, China, it don't matter. Every one of them's got Illuminati, and every one of them work together, and they all pass the same intelligence back and forth. Make it look like they're all against each other is a lie. The Illuminati and secret societies work against the citizens of the world. Dead to the New World Order. By their own quotes, betrays them. Putin acts like a good guy. He's not. They all work together. You got to have a dialectic. Good guy, bad guy routine. Salt and pepper. Always salt and pepper. The only good guy. There's only one. And when Ron Paul comes up, Rand Paul, they're all the same. Nothing's any different. They're all Illuminati. They're all secret society members. And they're all playing us for fools. The only good guy, literally, is one you've never met. His name is Jesus Christ. And there is no other. No human, ever in the future, none of them, is going to do good for you. Not one, except Jesus. And that's going to end in 7 years tribulation. He will take throne in Jerusalem, and there's nothing they can do to stop it. Nothing they can do. Nothing they have. Nothing they can say. Nothing in the background. Nothing can stop Jesus Christ from coming back. Not one thing. Or individuals. Or groups. So, that being said, whose side are you going to be on? Family, y'all have a good night now here. And tonight, 8 to 9, Bible study. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, I'm going to hit the ground running. I got a lot more to say tomorrow. And I was going to cover news, but I got on another trek that the Holy Spirit put me on. I don't know where the words came from today, but they could just come flying out of my mouth, didn't they? They sure did. Because none of this is scripted out, not one little old tiny bit, not even at all. Lord got a hold of my heart today, and I just let it go. Somebody heard something, and we'll find out what. Well, now, y'all have a good night now here. And we'll see y'all tonight, 8 to 9, on my website, or tomorrow, 4 to 6, on TalkStreamLive.com, or my website, whichever you choose, at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So y'all have a good night, and God bless y'all. This is Thomas Gamble. I'm your host, and I'm your watchman. Signing off.